For over an hour, Barris had been attempting to perfect a silencer made from ordinary household materials costing no more than 11 cents. He had almost done so with aluminum foil and a piece of foam rubber. In the night darkness of Bob Arctor's backyard among the heaps of weeds and rubbish, he was preparing to fire his pistol with the homemade silencer on it.
"The neighbors will hear," Charles Freck said uneasily.
He could see lit windows all over, many people probably watching TV or rolling joints. Luckman, lounging out of sight but able to watch, said,
"They only call in murders in this neighborhood."
"Why do you need a silencer?"
Charles Freck asked Barris.
"I mean, they're illegal."
Barris said moodily, "In this day and age, with the kind of degenerate society we live in, and the depravity of the individual, every person of worth needs a gun at all times to protect himself." He half shut his eyes and fired his pistol with its homemade silencer. An enormous report sounded, temporarily deafening the three of them. Dogs in far-off yards barked. Smiling, Barris began unwrapping the aluminum foil from the foam rubber. He appeared to be amused.
"Oh, that's, sure some silencer," Charles Freck said, wondering when the police would appear. A whole bunch of cars.
"What it did," Barris explained, showing him and Luckman black-seared passages burned through the foam rubber, "is augment the sound rather than dampen it. But I almost have it right. I have it in principle, anyhow."
"How much is that gun worth?" Charles Freck asked.
He'd never owned a gun. Several times he'd owned a knife, but somebody always stole it from him. One time a chick had done that, while he was in the bathroom. "Not much," Barris said, "about $30 used, which this is." He held it out to Freck, who backed away apprehensively. "I'll sell it to you," Barris said. "You really ought to have one, to guard yourself against those who would harm you."
"Well, there's a lot of those," Luckman said in his ironic way with a grin. "I saw in the LA Times the other day, they're giving away a free transistor radio to those who would harm Freck most successfully."
"I'll trade you a BorgWarner TAC for it," Freck said.
"Well, that you stole from the guy's garage across the street," Luckman said.
"Well, probably the gun stolen too,"
Charles Freck said. Most everything that was worth something was originally ripped off anyhow. It indicated the piece had value.
"As a matter of fact," he said, "the guy across the street ripped the tack off in the first place. Probably changed hands like 15 times. I mean, it's a really cool tack."
"How do you know he ripped it off?" Luckman asked him.
"Well, man, he's got 8 tacks there in his garage, all dangling cut wires. What else would he be doing with them? That many, I mean. Who goes out and buys 8 tacks?"
To Barris, Luckman said,
"I thought you were busy working on the Cephscope. You finished already?"
"I cannot continually work on that night and day because it is so extensive," Barris said. "I've got to knock off." He cut with a complicated pocket knife another section of foam rubber. "This one will be totally soundless."
"Bob thinks you're at work on the Cephscope," Luckman said. "He's lying there in his bed in his room imagining that, while you're out here firing off your pistol. Didn't you agree with Bob that the back rent you owe would be compensated by your..."
"Like good beer," Barris said, "an intricate, painstaking reconstruction of a damaged electronic assembly."
"Just fire off the great 11-cent silencer of our times," Luckman said, and belched.